This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Farai Chidea. Pope Benedict is continuing his first trip through Africa as pontiff. He's arriving in Angola right now, and you can hear the excitement in that highly Catholic country on the TV.
Wow.
More than half of Angolans are Catholic. They're flooding the streets of Luanda, Angola, where BBC correspondent Louise Redivers is there right now. Louise, how much are the Angolans anticipating this moment? And they are appearing to be louder and, you know, more vibrant in the crowd sound. Louise?
Yes, I mean, there's about 5,000 people here who have come to the airport to see the arrival of Pope Benedict, and he's just touched down. His Vatican plane has just landed about 3 minutes ago, and he'll be coming out in the next 10 minutes or so. Like I said, there's about 3,000 people, maybe 4,000, who have lined the street, stretching right back from the airport, right into the town centre. They're singing, dancing, clapping, waving flags, banners. It's a really exciting day for these people.
You know, it's the hum that I hear from the crowd reminds me a bit of what you hear at, say, a political rally, but one that has a positive dimension. I mean, is this something where people view this as really a head of state situation, or is it more of that kind of religious ecstasy? Do you get a sense of how people are processing this moment?
I think the people here, for them it's more the religious ecstasy, because most of the people here are women and young Catholics who have come dressed in their church uniform of the brightly coloured sarongs. They're carrying flags with pictures of the Pope on, and they're singing religious songs. They're saying, come to our country, Papa, bless our country. I think as the visit continues over the next few days, it will become more of a political visit. But right now, it's very much the ecstasy for the people who are Catholic, and more than half of Angola is Catholic, so this visit's very important to them.
We got an email here at The Takeaway as we started discussing this visit earlier this week, the pontiff's visit to Africa, and it said, hey, you know what, people's stalls have been raised in the market. They're trying to do a superficial, makeover, and they're taking away people's livelihoods. What's been happening in terms of the way that the streets have been reconfigured and the capital has been reconfigured for this visit?
Well, the governments and the church have spent millions of dollars, certainly. They've relayed whole roads, they've painted road markings, they've put down pavements. Angola spent 30 years at war, and even now, 7 years into peace, the city can be a bit of a mess. But around the areas where the churches are that the Pope will visit, they've done a fantastic job. Okay, maybe they should have done it for the people of Angola, not just for the Pope. But as somebody who lives in Luanda, to have better roads, to have cleaner streets, to have street lights, these are all positive things. And I think the people here will be happy that it doesn't matter why the government's fixed the street, they've just fixed the street. So I think they'll be happy.
Just briefly, are there any religious conflicts in Angola? You mentioned how large a percentage that Catholics were. Is this a nation with fairly calm dynamics or tense ones?
It's very much Catholic. More than 55% are Catholic. There's traditional religion. There's an emergence of the Brazilian evangelical religion, Pentecostal religions. But it's very harmonious. There's not really conflict. And there's a very small Muslim community here.
All right. Louise, thanks for the update. That was Louise Redvers, BBC reporter in Luanda, Angola.
On the ground with the Pope, who just landed.